Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
The Corolla Drinks Wine Club is back, offering you the best deals on 3, 6, and 12 packs of Mangria. Aside from discounts on each and every bottle, with a 3-pack, you'll get a custom actual chicken shit ticket signed by the Ace Man himself. With a 6-pack, you'll get the signed ticket, plus an exclusive shirt with every shipment only available to Wine Club members. We'll kick it off with the Ace Man's definitive Taco Rankings t-shirt designed by Corolla on paper. And with the 12-pack, you'll get the ticket, 3 custom shirts, plus a special invitation for you and a guest to the Corolla Family Summer Barbecue, held at our studio and hosted by Lynette and Adam. You'll eat incredible food, meet Adam, Brian, Gina, myself, and the lackeys, and get a tour of the ACS studio. Plus, you'll get to see each and every one of Ace's cars, including the magical 935. It all goes down June 22nd and is only for you beautiful 12-pack members. So head to CorollaDrinks.com and pick your tier today.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the...
Oh, yes. Let's fucking go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
This is our show.
Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
You know what I'm excited about before we even get into...
Let's talk some
content.
Yeah.
Our new sponsor, Woo More Play.
Ooh.
I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to level with you.
Okay.
When you get a little bit up there in age...
Oh, I thought you meant like work-wise. No.
Listen, some stuff starts – sometimes you need a little help to like, you know, make everything like easier.
Juicy.
Do you know? Yeah. Juice things up a little bit.
Right.
Juice up the works,
right.
You know? And I'll tell you what. When you start feeling like it's not naturally happening, it's – you start feeling like not as excited about
– Oh, yeah. For sure.
Making love with your husband.
Absolutely.
Or the gardener. Or whoever. Like, I'm not judging.
Gardener? You mean pool guy.
All I'm saying is Woo More Play. Look at this stuff. It's coconut love oil.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I like. It's all natural.
It only has organic ingredients, which is basically
coconut oil, beeswax.
None of
your beeswax. Yep. And stevia, so that it's edible.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. But I took home a bottle of this.
You did?
Yes.
Where's mine? Oh, there's mine.
You have one too. And love this stuff.
It smells good.
Very, 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 very,
very
natural.
Well, listen, my friend sex with Emily.
Uh-huh.
I don't have sex with her, but
right. That's
the name of her.
You might if you got some.
That's right. She is a big proponent for lube.
She
says everybody should use lube. Even if you're by yourself, you need lube.
Really?
Yeah. She's all about it.
I think that – and the thing is, once you start having some lubed up good times, it makes you more excited for the next time.
That's right.
Because you're not dreading it like, oh, what if it hurts? What if – you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's so personal.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't hear that from me. Anyway, do you guys want to spice up your sex life? Go to woo moreplay.com, and our listeners get 10% off by entering FCOL. I said entering. FCOL at checkout. That's Woo More Play code FCOL. And also check them out on social at Woo More Play.
Nice. They're antibacterial, too, which is nice. I like that.
Yeah.
What's going on, Stephanie?
You know what? A lot.
Yeah.
But I have some very exciting news.
Yes? What?
And
what?
I want to play – can I play you the voicemail?
Fuck yeah.
Because this is so unbelievable that you really kind of need to hear the voicemail.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Ready? I'm going to put it on speaker. Here we go.
I'm giving you a call today regarding our Parent Volunteer of the Month. You've been selected to be our Parent Volunteer of the Month for February at our 17th-grade site for all of the hard work that you do around here. We are just incredibly grateful and would love to honor you this month.
That's all you need to hear.
No, but the fact that she gave you a list of things to do.
How's that
honoring you? You want to honor me? Leave me the fuck alone. Don't fucking call me and give me fucking shit to do.
I have to send her a picture and a quote of why I volunteer at my kid's school. But the funny thing is I listened to that and I was like, I swear to God, I was like, is somebody pranking me? Who's pranking me? I was like, what do I do?
Well, you put on a big show.
I did put on a big show. Yeah. Big kasha.
It was a big kasha.
So Elby was really laughing because her friend's mom was the parent volunteer, I guess. First of all, Lynette, this is what a no-getter I am, though. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they had Parent Volunteers of the Month. I didn't know that was a thing.
Right.
So when I heard it, I was like, okay. Uh-huh. Like, there are so many parents that are there all the time doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I felt immediately like a fraud and immediately like, okay. Then I happened to go in to pick LB up from school just at the very, very end of the day, and I saw a poster of the last person. So now, of course, that's become Elby and my private joke because it's her friend's mom. So I was like, you better tell Meredith that she better step back. Yeah, I was like, there's a new parent volunteer in town and her name SWT.
Are you going to have like your picture taken in a yearbook picture, like 40-year-old virgin type, like with a yellow background?
Yeah, I should start making demands. Like, I want there to be a page in the yearbook this year that's just all the volunteers.
Yes.
And I want my own page.
We all need to have our pictures taken. We need a photographer, hair and makeup.
Hair and makeup, of course. Isn't that funny?
That's funny, though.
For a no-getter like me, that's
congratulations.
Thank you.
You should be very proud of yourself.
I'm kind of proud, even though it's just funny because.
Yeah, you feel like.
What have I mean, I did that show. Yeah, but other than that, I don't really do
a lot. That's a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
And it was a success. I mean, I wonder if it brought in a lot of money more than other. I mean, what are the other broads doing bringing in money?
That's true. It did bring in quite a bit of money. We made almost $3,000.
Yeah. That's probably why.
So. Cha-ching. So on Friday night, today's Monday, as everybody knows, even though we try to put up a bunch of smoke and mirrors, like it's Tuesday, like it's live or some shit.
Right.
Friday night, we had a big bingo fundraiser. And the guy who was supposed to be doing bingo, the bingo caller, had to go out of town for work.
Okay.
Apparently he has a job.
Okay.
And that came before his volunteer work.
Right.
Whereas for me, volunteering always comes first.
Right.
One of the pinnacles. One of the foundation of my.
That should be your quote.
I don't let work get in the way of money.
Right. How about you?
So this other guy got asked to do it, and then he asked me if I would co-bingo call with him.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, why not? So this is just kind of funny because, first of all, there were like 250 people there. It's super loud.
Oh, my God.
And I'm trying to call bingo, and of course, I'm trying to make jokes.
Yeah.
But you're like, is this mic on? Yeah. So I was making a lot of what I felt were good jokes, but then I would look out, and I couldn't tell if people weren't hearing it or were just shocked at, like, the direction I took.
Uh-huh. Why?
For one of the prizes was a big Starbucks. So this was a fundraiser for the elementary and the middle school. And as you can imagine, not a ton of middle schoolers showed up, though.
Right.
Because they all feel like they're too old.
Right.
Even though in the past this was only a middle school fundraiser. But so it was a ton of younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
But some middle schoolers, LB came to help volunteer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so like there was a big Starbucks basket and me and my sense of humor, I was kind of deadpanning it. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, guys, so this is for Starbucks. And I said, Now, a lot of your kids are in middle school, so it's time to get them started on coffee. And I was just sort of going on. I was like, yeah. You know, we all know it's hard to get our kids out of bed.
Right.
But now you're going to have some Starbucks to, like, wake them up. And I was – like, obviously I was kidding.
Yes.
Not that I'm opposed to Elvie starting on some coffee. Right, I've tried to push that in the past, actually. Right. But obviously I was making a joke. But you should have seen people's faces. They looked like they just sat on a tack.
Yeah.
They were like – So then I did one that was for alcohol or whatever, and I was like, okay, guys, your kids are in middle school. This was following. Right. I tried to do a follow-up, and I was like, so it's time to get them started on the booze. And then I was like, okay, I'm kidding. But it was just so noisy.
It's so dumb when they don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're not expecting it, you know? Like, you go to those things, would you expect the chick up there going, all right, it's time to start getting your kids on the –
On coffee, yeah. I think I would laugh. I think I would be entertained and laugh.
Yeah, of course.
I'd be like, thank you for mixing it up a little bit and not being like really boring.
Right. But they don't expect it at those things because they never are – they're always boring. The people are just, you know, straight-laced and
– Oh, my God. I was doing a bunch of stuff like – I was trying to make jokes about – In the actual bingo calling, the guy that I was with was being a little bit boring. Mm-hmm. You know, he was just calling the numbers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel like I remember when you go to bingo that they make – that they kind of like spice it up a little bit. So I was like, all right, everybody. All right. Are you focusing on winning? Are you visualizing it? Did you put it on your vision board? Are you focusing? I was like, maybe you just don't want to win. Maybe you don't want to win bad enough. I was like, if you really want to win, you got to like, you know, are you thinking positive? Are you seeing your bingo card as half full?
Right.
You know, I was thinking all these.
Bingo card half full.
Yeah. And then I was, I don't know. I thought I was being funny, but it was the least response I've ever got.
God.
But I like to chalk it up to the fact that it was just really loud.
Okay. All right. Did they give you a microphone? Did you drop the mic at the end, too?
Boom. No, it was fun.
That's cool, though. That's
so fun. So then Sadie had been saying on our way there, so do your kids ever do this? When they want to do something fun, okay, we're in the car on our
gate. Yes.
About to pull out of the driveway, and Sadie's like, my throat hurts. And I was like, okay, look, first of all.
I know, cry me a river.
Yeah, I mean.
This is a Wednesday for me.
If your throat was hurting, if you're sick, why didn't you tell me that before we got in the car?
Right.
Obviously, because she still wants to go to bingo.
Yeah.
So she's going to spring it on me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what am I supposed to do about that right now?
Right.
So I said.
I hate that.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, oh, also, her friend was meeting us at bingo, her little friend, and sleeping over. This is one of her friends who – she's a very sweet girl. She's not the one that I told you, though, that is always like advocates for herself that I like.
Yeah.
That is always like, I'm hungry. Can we have some food? You know, which I like.
I like that.
Takes the pressure off. This one is super sweet, nothing annoying about her. But you always have to be like, are you okay? Do you need anything?
Oh, was she one that had the baby talk?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, but like this girl very, very much. Very, very much.
Very, very
much. Anyway, but she's meeting us there. So I say to Sadie, what does this mean? Like, are you sick? She's like, no, I'm okay. I'm fine. I was like, okay, because you have a friend sleeping over. So if you're sick, maybe you shouldn't even be going to bingo.
Right.
No, I'm fine. Okay.
It just has the need to,
I guess,
fucking throw a wrench into shit.
Right?
Yeah.
So we go to bingo. She has a great time. She's playing. She's, you know, excited. She wins a little raffle thing, ELF, Elf products.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the movie Elf.
Yeah.
Like there's a bunch of Elf
And not
paraphernalia.
Not to be confused with Elf on the Shelf.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, we leave. We have her friend with us. I'll call her Marianne. So I got Sadie and Marianne and you know, the other kids, and we go home, and like 45 minutes later, this was Friday night.
Okay.
Like 45 minutes later, Sadie comes in to the, I'm in the kitchen, and she's like, "Mom, I'm not feeling well."
Oh boy.
She goes, "So what do you want to do about Marianne?" I'm like, what do I want to do about her? What do you want to do about her?
Who Really? That's not my problem.
You were, first of all, you were having a great time. You never said anything before we brought Marianne home.
Right.
Like, I'm not having her mom come pick her up at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, no. It's 10 o'clock at night.
It's 10 o'clock now. The bingo was from 6 to 9. By the time we left, it was 9:30. So now it's, you know, it's 10. I was like, well, and in... At this point, her symptom is just a sore throat.
I like that she said, what do you want to do about?
What do you want to do about Marianne? I don't know. What do you, entertain her ass. Get up. Get busy. So I go, why don't you guys just, you know, it's been a long day.
Yeah, go
to
bed.
Friday. Mm-hmm. Why don't you guys just mellow out on the couch, mm-hmm. watch a movie.
Relax.
How hard is that going to be on your throat? Stop talking.
Right.
So they hang out. Okay.
What
they
watch?
Sleep in the morning. I don't even remember, but in the morning, Sadie comes in my room at like 7 a.m. Mom, I'm sick. I don't feel well. Now, sure enough, she's got a fever.
Oh,
she's totally sick.
Oh, God.
Which, not to be defensive, but you're with me on this, right? I couldn't have known that.
Right.
She was well enough to go to bingo.
Right. That's something Natalia's done many times. Many, many, many times where I have a sore throat and then it's like, all right, they walk it off.
Right.
And it's gone.
Right.
You know, or they suck it up or something.
Right.
But how are you supposed to know it's really going to really turn into something?
Right. So she was sick all day. Okay. So then I have to call. I have to text the mom kind of early on at like around 8 because Sadie was at this point now really sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was all, you know, flushed and she's like – out of it.
Right, yeah.
Feverish.
Natalia's like that right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's right now? She's sick?
Yeah. I got a story for that too.
So I text the mom. I was like, I'm so sorry. Sadie woke up. She's really not feeling well. Come get Marianne.
Yeah.
And so she was like, okay. Anyway, so she came over.
There's nothing worse where you have to like text the mom or the mom texts you like – you got to come early and come get the kid on a Saturday or a Sunday.
I felt so bad. And in fact, I offered to drive her home.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm happy to like come drop her off.
Yeah.
But she was like, it's okay. Let me just change out of my pajamas.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is she an only child? Just because I'm wondering, like, did the mom have like a nice night off where she was thinking?
Well,
she's
there's
sleep
another,
in?
There's a half sister.
Okay.
So the mom's remarried and the dad, the two girls are almost, are very close in age.
Oh, okay.
And that girl's there like half the time.
Oh.
So I don't know if it was an on week or an off week, but yeah.
But still, like, Well, way to go, Stephanie. Way to just bring a family down on a Saturday morning.
I know. I just thought you might have experienced that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sure you guys are fine. Because, by the way, off and on through the rest of the weekend, Xander and Elby, I have a sore throat. Now I have a sore throat. And it wasn't turning into anything.
I know.
So Elby was like, I have a sore throat. She had a basketball game. I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. You don't have a fever. You're playing your basketball
game.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It sucks. I know. When you have to make those decisions. So over the weekend, Adam's been traveling for 5 days, and I was so excited because to get him out of the house, but also his guys have been over there every day since we moved. So every day there's people in my house just wandering around aimlessly.
The worst.
Yeah, and so, all right, okay, so he's out of town. He's like, the guys are going to be working at the other house because that's another story. They're over there, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to have a couple days by myself and blah, blah, blah. So Friday, Olga got me a massage for my Christmas present. I cashed it in. And so she has this guy that she really likes and she wanted me to try him out. And he was really good, super gay, really good. I mean, there was no hanky-panky.
Right,
but
right,
really
right.
good.
Yeah.
And really cute.
Other than that, he was really good.
Yes.
Other than no happy
guys
ending.
I'm LA gay. I swear. Like, anyway, no happy ending. So I probably twice in my life have had a massage at our house in my home.
Came over.
Yeah, he came over. So he comes over and at a 7 o'clock on a Friday night. Sonny Okay, so you know that black basketball the elite team that he's on that he had to try out for, and then he made the – but he goes to Vegas with them. And
right.
He was there at the very beginning when this guy started.
Right.
So he – so last time he made the reserves. So the guy did like two teams, A, B, and B team, and then like four reserve kids. But that whole season, the reserves were ending up just playing every weekend on – both teams, you know, and like on the eighth grader teams, the team that's older. Anyway, so this time in the spring, this is the spring tryouts. Everybody has to try out. Even our star guy, Noah, who's taller than me, and he's in seventh grade, and he's just very cool. He's an Asian kid, and he's just very calm and cool. But he fucking is like Shaq. I mean, he just knocks them all over and just makes basket after basket. Anyway, he's got to try out. Everybody's got to try out. So the coach sends us a text a while back and says, a group text to all the parents, tryouts for spring is this date. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this last weekend. Friday night, it's, you know, it's 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. Sunday night, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. All right. So then as it got closer, I text Sonny's BFF's mom and I said, Mrs. BFF, I said, are they have to go to all three tryouts? And she said, yeah, that's what I cause she knows. I mean, she's the mom that I attached to in kindergarten where I'm like, I'm going to find, you know, how like when you're in school and you'd find like the smart kid to hang
right.
out with.
Yes.
Like what test do we have? What,
right.
What's our homework?
Right.
What was I supposed to do? Her. So I follow her throughout my life when it
right.
comes to kids. And so I asked her and she said, yeah, I'm assuming. Yeah. She said, no, I'm pretty sure that they have to be at all three. If I find out different, I'll let you know. So on Thursday night, I'm
and
telling
And she's
this.
The kind of woman who's going to put in the research.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
If anyone's going to find out different, she's going
to
find out.
She's to the point where Adam says, call Mrs. BFF and ask her literally, he does.
Right.
He'll say where
yeah.
she'll know where the game is.
Yeah.
Ask her the directions.
Yeah.
Get her the address. So I trust. So I said, okay. So I tell Sonny on Thursday, you got to go to all three. He goes, okay. Yeah, I know. Okay. Then Friday, and Sonny loves basketball. Okay. So Friday morning, I said, don't forget tonight you have, you know, I don't know, what was it, 8:30 to 9:30 tonight at the gym, tryouts. And he goes, yeah, I got it. Then he comes after school on a Friday, almost every single Friday, he's wandering in the streets with his friends. Like he just – they walk to McDonald's. They walk here. They just sit around and like at Subways and just sit there and yip. I don't know what they talk about. I'm sure it's sports. But it's like him and like six of his friends every Friday after school. This Friday, I said, so you're going to walk with your friends after school? Yeah. This Friday, he comes home. He texts me an hour in after school and he says, I'm going to come home. And I said, okay. He comes home and – he's fine. And then he goes, oh, Mom, guess what? He goes, we don't have to go tonight. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, no, Mrs. BFF said we don't have to go. And I said, really?
Is she trying to sabotage him?
I don't know. I was like, really? He goes, none of the guys are going. I asked them. I asked Griffin. I asked so-and-so. I asked Noah. Nobody's going. They're all going to go just Sunday. They're not going.
Oh, these little fuckers.
So I don't think anything of it.
Right.
I'm just going, are you sure? I asked him 100 times. Olga asked him probably 10 times. Are you sure? Are you sure? Yes. No. Okay. And then I'm like, why didn't you hang out with your friends today? He goes, oh, everybody had stuff to do. Okay.
Like go to basketball tryouts.
Yeah. So I don't think anything of it. I go about my massage. I'm relaxed.
Right.
Right. And Natalia's got her, like, I don't know, going to some disco in downtown L.A. I don't know. She's always going somewhere. No, she was ice skating. So I'm thinking, ooh, it's Friday night. You know, I'm going to relax. I have my massage. I'm going to have a glass of wine. And then 10 o'clock, I get a text from Mrs. BFF. Sonny, okay? Yeah. Why?
No.
Why did she text
you after it was all over? Why didn't she text you from
know.
There and say, hey, where are you?
I think that she just told me in her okay. defense 2 days earlier, like, yeah, all three times. All
right.
three, you know.
Right.
Okay, I'll be there. If I find out any different, I'll let you know.
Right.
So I don't think she's sitting there like she's not, you know.
Right. She just assumes you're going to be there.
Yeah. And also, I don't think she's there. Like, I think she just drops off, picks up. And she's like, yeah, you know, Jensen was wondering where he was. Is he okay? He said he was going to the tryouts. Ah, I said, that little motherfucker. So I explained it all to her. And she said, oh. And then she said, you think he's nervous? And I said, yeah, I think he's nervous. He doesn't want to – he's afraid to fail. Well, aren't we all? Of course. But you got to try out. And I know he would regret it if he didn't try out. And all his friends are going to Vegas again this year and he's not going to go. Like, I know he wants to do it, but he's afraid. He's afraid. And that's Sonny. I get it. I know that's Sonny.
I just think it really sucks. And I mean –
yeah.
I know it's none of my business, but I just don't think the middle school should – I think they should just have teams
and
split them up.
It's not the school.
No, I know it's not the school, but I'm saying I think it's – I think him not making the team, the middle school team, jacked him up a little bit. Because there's no reason for that. He plays travel basketball. He's really good.
I know.
Just the idea of not making a team at his age is like –
and all your friends are?
It's just – there's no need for that. If he had made his middle school team, it would have helped his confidence a lot. And
definitely.
He wouldn't have probably started feeling like worried.
Definitely. I know. I know. So I've never – Sonny's never given me a reason not to believe him. In fact, he's the one we usually go to, like, you know, when they were little. It was like, Sonny, who hit who, you know?
Right.
Like, well, Natalia's the one that hit her friend, not her friend, you know?
Right, right.
So anyway, so he's in bed. He's like, I'm going to bed. Oh, he was bored. And you could tell there's something wrong. And he's like, I'm going to go to bed. It was like 10 o'clock. I'm like, you're going to bed? And he goes, well, you want to watch a movie? So – I go, yeah, let's watch a movie. And he goes, all right. And he goes, he's always looking at lists, top 10 this, top 10 that. He knows The Godfather and Casino and Goodfellas. And I said, you want to watch Casino? And he goes, okay. I'm thinking, is there anything? No, I think it's just all about gambling and the mafia. And it's a little gory at some points, but he's seen worse. I mean, he's watched Saving Private Ryan. So I'm thinking, all right, I think we can watch it. So we're watching, and he gets into about an hour of it, and then he starts to get bored. And he's like, yeah, all right. So he's a gambler, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's like, I'm going to bed. So he's busted. So I go in his room, and I said, Sonny, I just got a text from Miss Shannon. Yeah? She wanted to know why you weren't there tonight. His face turned bright red, and he knew he was caught. And I said, Sonny, if you don't want to do it, you got to just tell me. You can tell me. Just let me know if you don't want to do it. Is that you don't want to do it? He goes, no, I do want to do it. And I said, well, how come you weren't honest with me? He literally told me that she said no. And he said, well, I guess I got confused. And I said, Sonny, let's be real. You didn't get confused. And he goes, and he had his headphones on, and he just put his headphones back on.
Oh, no.
And I said, okay, well, tomorrow is another tryout at 8 a.m., and you're going. You're going to go. You're going to go and try out, and that's it. You just go try out. And he goes, okay, okay. I think he wanted me to tell him. And he was like, okay. And I go, and you're going on Sunday too. Okay. I said, all right, good night. It's a good thing you're going to bed early because we got to get up early now. Great. You know, like Adam's out of town. Every morning we've been getting up, getting like unpacking and just.
Right.
I was like, oh, now I got to fucking get up. It's like rainy. I got to get out of bed earlier than I probably would on a school day.
Right.
Because he has to be there at 8 a.m. They start school at 8:30.
Right.
So he's like, okay. So and then Mrs. BFF said, you should text the coach and tell, you know, she said make up something. And I go, what am I going to say? Like, I can't make it. What am I? And I go, I think I want to tell him the truth. And she said, yeah, tell him the truth. And I did. And then he was so nice. And he goes, he said, just tell Sonny he's fine. He goes, first of all, most kids are only coming to two out of the three. And then second of all, he'll be fine. He just needs to just try his hardest. He'll be fine. I said, okay. So I told him and he went. But and he felt good about it. He got up. He was ready to go in the morning. And he was like back to normal, his old Sonny self, like getting his, you know, basketball. And he had a game over the weekend. And he was fine. And he went and he tried out. And so we'll find out. And then he was like, guess what, Mom? He's like, 20 kids make the teams. This time he's not doing reserve. He's doing two teams of 10. And so there's 20 and there's 21 kids that are trying out total. He's like, so he's like, odds are in my favor. I was like, okay, so we'll find out. But then, all right, so that's how my weekend started.
Okay. Should we break for Brooklinen?
You want to talk about Brooklinen
part
because
two
that was the only exciting part of my weekend.
Okay. All right. Listen, Brooklinen, man.
I'm telling
good stuff.
You. Because
what if we ended the ad like that? It's good.
It's good stuff.
Do it. Get
Do
it.
Do it.
Anyway.
I got their linen. Oh, my God. Okay. So they have this twill fabric.
Uh-huh.
They have the buttery, like, crisp fabric. And
uh-huh.
then they have, like, twill. And then they have linen. So I got a sheet, pair of sheets for Sunny that's linen. I got us the twill. The twill is, like, so soft. And it's like it's the more wrinkly it gets, the better it gets. Like, it's fine. It's like it's okay to look wrinkly. It's
uh-huh.
not like, you know, those sheets that have the border.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be ironed. Like, the nice thing about Brooklinen is, like, first of all, you're 100% right when you say how deep it is. You're not breaking a fingernail trying to get it into the thing.
Right.
They're deep, but they're also like they just. What was I going to say? Well,
that they look wrinkly on purpose.
They look – so the more you wash them, you don't have to iron them.
Right.
So – and they're so soft come right out of the gate. And they come like in a little – I forgot how they come. Like, they come in a little package, like in its own little linen tie-up bag. It's really cute. And I'm so glad I got all of us new sheets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I love it.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to be like me and Lynette – go
mm-hmm.
to Brooklinen, that's BROOKLINEN.com. And they're giving an exclusive offer just for listeners of FCOL. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code FCOL at Brooklinen.com. They also have a lifetime warranty. That's how confident they
yes.
are. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code FCOL at Brooklinen.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Rothy's.
Ooh, Rothy's.
Rothy's. These things are hot right now.
Yeah, they are.
Do you want a flat
slip-on?
You know what? Ain't nobody got time or energy to wear heels all the time.
Hell no.
But you still want to look stylish,
mm-hmm.
classic, and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's Rothy's. They're the everyday flat for life on the go. They have an amazing color and pattern selection. They're always updating their lineup. You could put these things in the wash. You can fold them up
yes.
in your suitcase. And they're made of recycled plastic water bottles. So they're good for the environment, you guys. They actually have almost reached 20 million bottles recycled.
That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's good.
All these good stuff. Good things
they
about
Rothy's.
They
have four fashionable styles. They got the flat, the point, and the loafer, and the sneaker.
Yeah, I love those flat sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And they have them for girls and for women.
Yeah. So if you want to get free shipping and free returns and exchanges, go to Rothy's, Rothys.com. That's Rothys.com. Enter the code LOUD to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. So remember, the code is LOUD. We'll remind you again at the very end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Part two of your weekend.
So then Saturday, whatever, Saturday. All right.
So Saturday morning, you go to the tryout.
We go to the tryout
happens.
And he does
then
that
what?
Thing. And then it's one of those days where it's like it's only noon and you feel like you've been up for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like this day is going like so – but it was nice because nobody was around. Natalia was doing her thing and it was just like Sonny was doing his thing. I don't know. I got to unpack and get everything organized.
Okay.
So then I go get Sonny. I have to pick up Natalia at 9:30. I go get her. We get home and Sonny and I took Phil on a long walk. We took him to this creek. With the water and water was rushing, but it was nice. And he was like – Phil was in a great mood and Phil was happy-go-lucky Phil. Then we got home at 9:30 and he looked to me fatter. like his stomach was like bloated. And then he was really gassy. And then I'm thinking, what the fuck did he get into? The house is a mess. There's things all unpacked. And I'm thinking, but he hasn't really chewed up anything in a long time. But did he get into something? I don't know. And he's constantly asking me to go outside. He wants to go outside. He has to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. Then I look over and I notice his dog food was opened. You leave Phil alone with a bag of dog food? Forget it. He ends up in the hospital.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize that until the next morning. When was it? Because I already fed him before I left. So, and I know I shut it.
You think he could be a bulimic, you know, and just like throw it up.
It would be nice
like
if he did.
Like go like, oh, I'm too full.
Right.
I don't want to gain weight.
Right.
Let me puke some of this food up.
It would be nice. He did puke it up. Well, he did. Natalia's like, Mom, like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, Phil's thrown up. He's throwing up. So he's throwing up. He doesn't have a seizure. And then I'm thinking, oh, fuck, what if he ate something? Because his stomach looks distended. Like it's just, it's literally visible. And I'm like, I didn't know if it was the dog food because it was opened a little bit. It wasn't like all over the place. It was just and I'm thinking, I closed it. Like I roll it and I put a pillow on top of it. Like an idiot because I have to get his thing out. I have to go find where his container is.
Right. Well, it's like, what are you going to put like a giant chip clip on it?
Well, I know, right? We put it in a container. I know.
Oh, okay.
And it needs to be put into the container. But where's the container? Because we just moved and fuck it. So we have the bag. And so I roll it up and I put the pillow on top of it. And it's up high. He can get it, but it's up higher. And he hasn't gotten it into it. And so I didn't really think about any of it.
Plus, dogs typically don't love dog food.
They don't?
I don't know. My dog doesn't really like dog food.
He likes any food.
She won't get into the dog. Like, we keep it. It's in a big bag. But it's like you could kind of – you close it. But
yeah.
If she really wanted to get into it, she could. But mm-hmm. She barely eats it when I put it in front of her.
Maybe you should get new dog food.
She likes people food.
Yeah.
Well, no. We've tried so many different dog foods.
Really?
She just doesn't – I think she's just spoiled.
Yes.
She's just waiting. She's just like, at some point, you'll break down and give me some of your food.
That's like, yeah. But Phil eats anything in his path.
Right. Got
you know,
it.
He'll eat everything. So I'm thinking, he must have gotten it. He must have ate. I'm thinking there's something lodged in his stomach because he's gassy and his stomach is so bloated. And that's dangerous.
If
that happens, something could rupture at any moment and he's going to have to go to surgery like immediately or he could die.
Right.
And so that's all that I'm thinking now. It's 12 o'clock at night. Now I'm going, okay, now Natalia does her thing like at midnight. My throat hurts.
Oh, no.
Okay, go to bed. How about that? It won't hurt if you're sleeping. Stop talking. Go to bed. And so she's up watching TV.
Oh, you and I, we've changed.
I know.
I love it.
I know.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, I know what you want me to do.
I'm like, you're practically a grown-up. What am I supposed to do? Take an ibuprofen?
Yeah. Exactly. Go to bed.
What would I do?
Exactly. What would I do?
Take a load off.
Yeah.
Watch a movie. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
Called a sore throat. You'll live.
Right. I'm going in and out of the back door.
I've got bigger fish to fry.
Constantly with the dog that's got the runs.
Right.
So figure it out. So then I'm thinking, all right, what do I do now? It's midnight. He's fucked up. I don't know what to do. So then I start Googling and I go, I know if I call the vet hospital, they're going to go, we need to see him. You should bring him in. I know they're going to say that. First of all, it's pouring rain. Second of all, Sonny's asleep. Natalia's still up. She's not feeling good. I could take him to the hospital. But then I'm thinking, aren't there people that come to the house, like make house calls? So then I Google. I call 911 vets. And I don't know. It just sounded – I said, does somebody come to the house? It's $170 we collect for the visit. And then if he needs anything, they can do x-rays and ultrasounds right there on the spot and medication. Because I just was thinking, give him some medicine to stop the diarrhea so I can go to bed.
Right.
And let him like – you know. But I still thinking there's something lodged. I didn't really realize he got into the dog food. I saw it open but I didn't
– okay. Plus, can I just add, because I'm going to tell you a story a little bit later, but when it's the evening, I notice things and it's dark out, it causes anxiety.
Yes.
Like when you have something on your mind.
Yes.
It makes it 10 times, it just magnifies and you're like.
Mm-hmm. It's worse at 2 a.m. than it is at 2 p.m.
Way worse.
Mm-hmm.
In the light of day, you're like, is this really the biggest problem ever?
Right.
Probably not. But at night, you're like, oh, my God, everyone's going to die.
I know. Absolutely. I hate it. It's the worst.
And sometimes I get stuff that's on my mind, but somehow John can sleep like a baby. Just stuff like that. And I'm like, but where are they going to go to middle school?
I know.
They're going to have no friends. And John's like.
He's tired from all the worrying, too.
Hardly. Go on.
So I call. I talk to the 911 vets. But then she's like, but he needs to be seen. And I'm thinking, I could pay money for some dude to come out. Because I looked them up on Yelp, and they had a lot of good reviews. And I'm thinking, but I know what the guy's going to say. He's going to say he needs to go to the hospital. He needs to be seen by the real vets that can take – if he needs surgery, he needs – that's what he's going to need. I know what the answer is. But then I'm like, all right, well, I just want him to go to bed. Like, let him sleep. If he sleeps, then I'll take him first thing in the morning. And then he fell asleep. So at like 1 o'clock in the morning, he fell asleep. I go to bed. Oh, there's a new movie out that I really like. You should try it out.
What?
A Star is Born. I don't know if you heard about it.
Haven't heard of it. Is it
it's
good?
Really good.
Who's in it?
She has a big nose. What's her face? She's Italian. I don't know. Dad's
Lady
Andrew
Goo-Goo?
Dice play.
Okay.
Yeah.
You finally saw it?
Finally. But I was trying to watch it Friday night. Was this Friday? No, Saturday night. And but I'm getting up and outside with Phil every 5 minutes. So that,
right.
You know, I had to pause it, go back. Finally, I went to bed. Anyway, 4 o'clock in the morning, he's up and he's not doing good. And I can hear him like going, like he stretches and he goes, and he never makes that sound. And I'm thinking, oh, fuck. And Adam's gone and the two kids are sleeping. And Natalia, I'm not worried about. Sonny, on the other hand, once in a while will come and say, I had a bad dream. Can you come in my room? Once in a while.
Right.
If he gets up in the middle of the night and I'm not there, he's going to lose his shit. He's going to freak out.
This is like Hawaii.
I know. Right? Right? I know. Daniel and Diane.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I send them a text, both of them. And no, I call the 911 vets again. And then she goes, well, at 1 o'clock in the morning, the doctor could have been there in an hour. But now he has another call, so he's going to be at least a couple hours. And it's 4 a.m. And then what? I'm going to sit there by the phone. By then, I could take him to the
– Right.
So then I call the hospital that I always go to. And the chick is like – I said, "Are you?" This is the kind of people I want to punch. I said, are you – I said, I have a sick dog. I'd like to bring him in. I'm home alone with two kids, though – I said, do you have a long wait? Yes. She didn't say, what's the problem? Anything. She just goes, yes. And I go, thanks. And I hang up. Then I call another place and another place. They all are like, yeah, we have a long wait. Finally, I get one guy on the phone at Eagle Rock Vet Hospital. And he was the nicest guy. What's the problem? What's going on? I tell him and he goes, oh, geez, hold on. And then he's like, well, we have one dog going into a procedure. He was the nicest guy. I mean, he was like, but honey, I feel for you, but you really got to get the dog to the hospital. Something, you know, ruptures. It's not going to be good. And I said, all right. So I left at 4 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get home till 7:30 a.m.
Oh, no. Okay. So you go there.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your regular one with the Coos girl?
Yeah, with the Coos girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you know what the guy at the other hospital, the helpful guy said? He goes, yeah, they're all going to say that. He goes, because right now is when their rounds switch over. He said, but he goes, I guarantee you come in with a dog with a lab that eats everything in their sight and's already had surgery once. And with a belly like that, they will see him right away. And I said, okay, I'm doing it. I'm going. So it's pouring rain. I leave the kids home alone. I send them text messages. I have to take Phil. He's fine. I'll be back as soon as I can. Blah, blah, blah. Don't set the house on fire. And the bitch was there. And, of course, they bring him right back. But I have to – I go, so can I skedaddle? You just call me and tell me what's
right.
going on? No, you know, the doctor will see him and then the doctor's going to want to talk to you. You can't, you know, you got to – it'd be best if you stay.
Is this the place with that guy, though, the one that was like – that had supposedly looked at Phil's records?
Yes.
But then was like, so what's going on?
Yes.
And then he was like, I'm going to have to, all right, well, go ahead and look at the, mm-hmm. what the fuck? Look at the records first.
I know.
And then see the dog and then tell me.
I hate that. They ask me this whole.
So you've been waiting 3 hours. Right. So what do
What's
we have
going
here?
On? I know. And it's all written up and typed up because right. I see it in their notes.
Right.
Like the guy, the technician gets all the whole story from me. I'm falling asleep in the lobby. And then she brings me back there, and she's like 12 years old, by the way. And she's like, so what's going on with Phil? And I'm like, bitch, fuck. Okay, he eats a lot of things. Then I saw his dog food was open. And I think he got into the dog food, but I don't know. He could have eaten a sneaker. I don't know. You tell me what's going on. And then she's like, well, we're going to have to keep him here. I said, that's what I was thinking, but that's why I wanted to leave 2 hours earlier. Like, why couldn't I just gone home and you called me and tell me that?
So at this point, it's like after 6 in the morning?
Yeah. It's 6:20, 6:30. By the time you get out of there and they want your credit card, they want a deposit, and this is how much it can cost if the worst case scenario. So you can put a half of it down now and then the other half if we owe you. Turns out the first time ever they owed me money. Because I paid for the deposit in case he had to have surgery, which he didn't.
What was wrong?
He ate too much dog food. He was full.
Oh,
of
no.
Shit.
Clinical diagnosis. He's full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's stuffed. Couldn't eat another bite.
And here's what I love.
This is like your doc just basically had the doggy version of Thanksgiving dinner.
Totally. That's what she said. She's like,
he just needs to like sit on the couch and watch football for a
right,
while.
Right. He's like
got a few
heavy
times.
Dose of tryptophan. I mean, she said it's like when you eat a full meal, you know how you feel, you know, and that's how he was feeling times two. Like
he was
it was
a food
lot.
Baby.
I know.
Oh my god! Like, what a nightmare!
Well, it was nonstop. Then I got outside. I got into the car. The door
this
fell
is,
off.
Your
of
dog
the house.
Is worse than having an infant.
I know.
With the
He's
amount of
nonstop.
Times you've had to go to the doctor.
Exactly. And in this new house, he has to go outside. I have to get up, go downstairs, take him outside, go back upstairs, go downstairs, take him, go back upstairs. Like, it's not right there anymore. Like, the back door is not there anymore. It's, like, as far from the bedroom.
Can you get a doggy door?
I don't know. I don't know. I got home at 7. I fell asleep at 7:30. Then the best part is, Mom. Sunny at my bed at like 10 a.m. Mom, Natalia wants you. Why? She's crying. She's got a fever.
Oh, my God.
Her face is flush.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like, of course, immediately make this about me. But no, how are all families the same?
I know.
That's with twins.
I know.
That's what I get. Like, that's Xander. Mom, yeah. Sadie's crying in her room. She says she doesn't feel
you.
Good. Uh-huh. Yeah, she wants you.
Yeah. Sunny's
she's
fine
crying.
When he's sick. Like he doesn't cry. He throws up. And he, like, just throws up and that's it. Like, Natalia will literally throw up down the hall on her way to my bedroom, open the bedroom door at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm throwing up! right onto the floor. Like, has to alert the whole fucking neighborhood that she's throwing up. Like, what? It's okay. If you throw up, go throw up in the bathroom. Like, why are you just throwing up wherever you want? right?
I can't help it.
So, oh God.
So she was throwing up?
So
she was just had a fever,
up.
Right?
She had a
not
fever.
This, right.
And then I said to Sunny,
oh
I got
Sadie and, yeah,
and
Natalia.
I said, Sunny, did you read my text message? And he goes, no. And
I said, so they hadn't even known you were gone.
Sunny didn't. Then I went and talked to Natalia. I got her water. I got her Advil. I got her. And then I said, by the way, did you see my text message? No. You fuckers, you bitches are on your phone all day, all the time. When on right. one time I want you to look at my text, they don't even look at my text. How do you not look at my text?
Right.
I know you're on your phone.
Right.
You're ignoring me? Bitch. Both of you. Anyway. Yeah.
So Natalia had fever. So
she
this was
fever.
Yesterday.
This was yesterday. And then he has a game. Okay, but Mom, we're going to leave in a half hour because I got a game to get to.
A game or he had the second the tryout?
He has a game and then he has a tryout at night. He had a game at
– So you had to leave Natalia home sick alone?
Yeah. I got her Advil and put her back to bed.
Oh, my God. We are like – we need to have
–
I mean, this is so cliche to say, but it's like we need eight arms. Like we need – we need to clone ourselves.
It would be so nice. Ugh, I would make the other one get up and take Phil in the middle
of
the
night. And here's the thing. Let's really hope that John doesn't ever listen to another episode of this podcast. And if he did, we're 48 almost 49 minutes in, so hopefully he would have gotten bored by now because he wouldn't have heard anything about himself.
Right.
But it is not – like if you leave a sick kid home with dad
– Oh, shit. No way.
It's just no different than them being alone.
Exactly.
Because
absolutely.
All John's going to do is be like, oh, you don't feel well? You should take some ibuprofen.
Yeah. Like exactly.
I mean he will – I'm selling him short because he will – but he'll also do the – other extreme, mm-hmm. which is not good either, which mm-hmm. is he'll like go, all right, I'm going to go to CVS and I'm going to get some stuff. And then he'll be like have a whole bunch of like – there'll be like Gatorade where I'm like, she's not throwing up.
Right.
She doesn't
right.
need she Gatorade. Gatorade. She doesn't need a big thing of sugar.
Yeah.
I got orange juice, Gatorade, this. I'm like only thing she could really take is like
water.
An ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that's the only – you know.
Mm-hmm. I know. Adam was gone. And he walks in the door, right? Like I take Sonny to his game. He has to get there half an hour early for warm up. And then I said, so dad's going to be home in an hour. Is it okay if I just not come to your game? And he was like, why? And I go, he goes, why? Because dad's going, why? Because Natalia's sick? And I said, well, and I just want to finish cleaning up the house before he gets home. Oh, okay. And I go, no, I'm going to come to your game. He goes, well, you can come home after you drop me off and then clean up. Like I'm going to do it in 20 minutes. There's
right.
dishes. And he's like, you can just do it. Like, it must be nice to be Sonny too. Like, yeah, just finish cleaning up and then come to the game. No problem. And also, we made a commitment in therapy that I make Sunday dinner this Sunday, because he's going to be traveling. I said, me and Natalia, we're going to make Sunday dinner. I had to make that stupid proclamation. And now I'm going, I got to go to the grocery store. I have to make Sunday dinner. So I'm thinking, I don't even know what I'm going to make. I'm exhausted. I haven't had any sleep. And then Sonny's got to go to his game. Adam comes walking in the door. She's sick. I said, well, I got to go to Sonny's game. She's got a fever. Bye. And then, of course, she calls me 10 times at the game. Can I have Starbucks? No. Because –
what does she want from Starbucks?
She wants her drink. She gets some sparkling drink that she gets from Starbucks. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to make a run to Starbucks for you. You don't need that anyways. You're sick. You have to have water and sleep. Just go to bed. Please, please, please. She asked me right before I left and Adam's like, no, your mom said no. And then that's no. That's it. We have stuff here to eat. We have stuff here to drink. That's it. So
she didn't get it?
No, she did not. Mm-mm. Fuck that. I'm tired. I ain't fucking running around.
Did you have to make dinner?
Yeah, I did.
No.
Jody came over
to
our company.
No.
Yeah, Jody came over.
Don't you get an exception when you're freaking tired? You were up in the middle all night with the dog.
Nobody saw it. It's like it didn't happen. Nobody saw it, it means it really didn't happen.
I don't like that.
I know. And, you know, the best is Adam going, oh, I'm gassed. Oh, I've been like traveling. We were at the hotel. We got back to the hotel at 12:30. We had to catch a 7:45 flight a.m. I had to sit and coach next to Mike August and some big other guy. Mike August is smashed in the middle. I'm like, well, that's your dumb fault. Why don't you just spring for a first class ticket, for God's sakes? He goes, because I'm there to work. I'm there to make money. I don't want to waste money on a first class. I go, you're coming home from Boston. It's over six hours. After being gone for like traveling and no sleep. Okay, well then don't, you know. But he's like, yeah, no. Now I'm not paying $1,500 when I can pay $280 for coach. I go, well then, okay. But I was up in the middle of the night too. I got probably less sleep than you did.
Right, but he probably thinks it's pretty cush. Like, mm-hmm. But then what are you doing all day?
Right,
you're just,
right,
what, you have
right.
to give Sonny a ride somewhere?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because brain power doesn't like register,
doesn't register
to an output of energy.
No.
Like that we're trying to manage all of the kids and all their needs.
Mm-mm. No.
On no sleep.
No. I know. Please. Like.
Oh, my God. That's exhausting.
I'm exhausted just telling you.
Well, on Friday's episode, I'll tell you what I had a similar – emotionally similar thing that happened Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. But you know what?
You know what I could have used yesterday and I should have used but I was too tired.
Instacart?
Instacart.
You know what? I've been looking on the For Cry – what's our page called? For Crying Out Loud, Reel It In.
Yeah.
I got tired just hearing that story. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people use Instacart and love it.
They do, huh? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
It really works because there's a whole thread about – that whole thing we had about sending our husbands to the grocery store.
Oh,
and
really?
How you have to send them pictures and a whole description, like an encyclopedia
of
what's available at the grocery store. Otherwise,
doesn't
they'll just
make
go.
You feel better?
Somebody was saying that their husband said, they're out of eggs at the regular grocery store. We were all laughing.
Out of eggs.
Oh, really? They're just out of eggs.
Out of eggs.
Nope. No eggs. Not one egg in the whole store.
Fuck.
Yeah. Then she was like, can you go ask someone? Because I don't think they're out of eggs. Nope. I don't know what to tell you. They don't have eggs.
Oh, my God.
And then he found them. Yeah.
But doesn't that make
you feel
better? She
was like, in his defense, they do keep the eggs at the end of the aisle. No, that's not a defense. You would have to have just never seen a grocery store to not know that there are eggs at the end of the aisle. Anyway, if you want to use Instacart, you will never have to deal with that. You can get your groceries delivered in as little as 1 hour or at a time that works with your schedule. They have exclusive coupons. You can save money with coupons on pantry staples. It's available at all your favorite stores. And you can get groceries delivered from local and national retailers. So, you know, no sitting in traffic, no looking for parking, no sending someone to the store and having to make an incredibly long list with photographic evidence that it has it at the store. And Instacart delivers your groceries hot or cold, depending on how they were in the store. And if you want to try Instacart and get $10 off your first order, go to instacart.com or download the mobile app and enter our code FCOL at checkout. That's $10 off your first order today at instacart.com or through the mobile app. And don't forget to enter the code FCOL. Okay?
Nice.
Okay? Also,
thank you guys.
If you want another podcast to listen to, try out Mama Said and the Lady Gang Network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you like our show, you're going to love it. Mama Said with Jamie Sigler and Jenna Paris on the new Lady Gang Network. Jamie Lynn Sigler is from The Sopranos. Yeah. And Jenna Ferris is her friend, and they're going to help you realize that you're not alone and you might feel like you're killing it in the I could use this podcast.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Given our weekend. So that's Mama Said. Also, we have been getting a lot of new Patreon subscribers.
Aww.
I'd love to know how you guys are liking our, you know, fun mm-hmm. bonus content. But also, if you would like to get a shout out for your business, $50 a month. That is inexpensive. That's like $15 a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Comedy Film Nerds. That's my friend Graham Elwood and my friend Chris Mancini, and they're comedians and they review movies. So that's something different for you guys. Mm-hmm. And they have comedian guests. Get it for free on iTunes right now. ComedyFilmNerds.com or look it up on iTunes. Here's another podcast, Sarah Dean. She hosts the Shameless Mom Academy, where she will help you find your identity again after motherhood. You can check her out, shamelessmom.com. CBD oil without the THC.
It. It's great.
You can get the bacon flavor for dogs.
It's awesome.
Letty Molina, L-E-T-T-Y Molina. Or go to HempWorks, WORX.com/L Molina. The Wayne Foundation, it's a nonprofit dedicated to helping girls get out of the sex trafficking, which is terrible. Go to waynefdn.org to help. Ulysses pays for that shout out. I know mm-hmm. I tell you that every week. He also, every time on Facebook, I donate money to a cause.
He's there.
Be it like transgender equality or mm-hmm. a pit bull, Angel City Pit Bulls. Ulysses is right behind me.
That's
giving a donation.
He's so sweet. Very thoughtful.
Yeah, and I'll do the rest on Friday. So that's our show today. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you, and thank you to our sponsors for WooMorePlay.com/FCOL. Go to BrookLinen.com, enter FCOL, Rothy's.com, enter Loud, and Instacart.com, enter FCOL.
Show them some love.
Yes.
We love you guys. You're a
thank
parent
you.
Now.
Don't F it up.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pots were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.